Rex B. Grant informs us of the great surprise. The mystery, which was hid from ages and generations, Colossians 1, verse 26, and hid in God, Ephesians 3, 9, was revealed to Paul the Apostle and teacher of the Gentiles. He alone is the one to whom and through whom the risen, ascended, and seated Lord in glory revealed the surprise of the ages, Ephesians 3, verses 8 through 11, Colossians 1, verses 24 through 27. Paul, during the book of Acts, went to the Jews first before he turned to the Gentiles. It was during this period that the believing Gentiles partook of Israel's spiritual things, Romans 15, verse 27. When the Gentiles believed, he was made to partake of the root and fatness of the olive tree, Romans 11, verse 27. The hope of the Gentiles was linked up with the hope of Israel. This hope must not be confused with the one hope of our calling, Ephesians 1:18, 4:4. The great surprise is not based on covenant blessings, old or new, and does not relate to the seed of Abraham. It was a secret, hid in God, not known by the prophets, and is not found in the scriptures except in Paul's epistles written after the close of the entire Acts period. Paul, in writing to the Ephesians, now says that he is a prisoner of Jesus Christ for you Gentiles, Ephesians 3:1, and no longer is a prisoner for the hope of Israel, Acts 28:20. The revelation of this mystery was a great surprise. It is the untraceable riches of Christ hid in God, Ephesians 3, verses 8 through 9, Colossians 1, verses 24 through 27.